God's Kind of Unity, An Unstoppable Force, by Maria Fontaine.
Jesus said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." John 13:35. In today's virtually connected world, where literally anyone around the world is just a moment away through online communications, we might feel like we're more connected to others than ever before. Information travels worldwide almost instantly. We can read about people's lives on social media. However, just knowing about others doesn't create the powerful bond of genuine unity that is formed through close interactions. In fact, many people seem more isolated now than ever. Many seek to be in unity with others by conforming to what they think or how they act. But true unity isn't about conformity or being informed about others. Putting on facades in order to fit in with others can't create bonds in a truly meaningful way. Unity is about sharing the love that God's Spirit creates in us. That unity of spirit defines who we are as His followers. His Spirit of love provides the power needed to have genuine unity and oneness. People call many things love, but His love is so powerful that if we allow it to guide our lives and shine through us to others, it not only changes us, but also anyone who is touched by and receptive to His Spirit. One of the greatest challenges throughout history has been to unify people. Some try to do it by force, oppression, fear, or using lies to persuade people, deceiving them into thinking that the imitations foisted on them are reality. But inevitably, it will ultimately fail because those things can never change a person's heart and spirit. Only God's love can draw humankind into true unity. And His love must be willingly chosen. It cannot be forced. Those who open their hearts to Jesus can experience and share His Spirit of love with others. God's love in us can be the spark that others see, that draws them out of the darkness and into the light. Our unity, through having Jesus as the center of our lives, can draw their attention. Then Jesus can open doors that enable them to come closer to Him. This reminds me of a testimony I heard about a Hindu woman. She had been drawn to some family members by their kindness and love. She had been deeply immersed in Hinduism her whole life. But they suggested that as a first step, she could put a picture of Jesus alongside the idols she prayed to. Sometime later, she came to them a changed woman. She said that she had put a picture of Jesus in her prayer room beside the other gods, and she began praying to Him as well. And every time she prayed to Jesus, it was as if a fragrant aroma seemed to fill the air, and the answers to her prayers always came. So she became a follower of Jesus. I watched a video that is beautiful proof of this unity that Christians around the world can manifest. It is a moving song called The Blessing. It is based on the blessing found in Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. The video was produced by World Blessing. It is a compilation of brief clips of people from around the world singing this song in 257 languages in 154 countries. This song was first produced in March 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic, and has had millions of views and has received thousands of comments. The diversity of cultures and languages, combined with the power of God's Spirit shining through His children around the world, amplifies the fact that we are one in Him. It is one of the most powerful songs I have seen or heard. According to one site, this song has been sung in over 3,000 languages. Because the lyrics are scripture, and there are an estimated 3,500 languages into which some portion of the Bible has now been translated, it became a hit around the world. It was put to music by Carrie Job and Cody Carnes in early 2020, and the Lord has caused it to spread among His children like a freedom cry of His Spirit. Differences in doctrine, language, culture, and many other things demonstrate the diversity of God's followers, but His Spirit, beaming from each of His children, bears witness to the most important thing: we are one in Him. His love can shine regardless of troubles or suffering or whatever this life may bring. We may not know the future, but we know who holds the future in His hands. He loves all His children with the love that created us and the whole universe. How can we keep from singing?
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.